move along this morning. We thank God for his mighty word this morning. And as we share with you from the Gospel according to St. Mark out of the 10th chapter, I'll read verses 25 through 27. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus, looking upon them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible." Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, looking upon them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible." Supporting scripture, John 16 and 33. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible." I thought a subject this morning would be, God makes anything possible. God makes anything possible.
I ought to be able to thank God for being so good to us. There's no way around the fact that God has been good, is good, and will be good. And if we have a mind, the Bible tells us that everything that have breath ought to praise the Lord. And as we praise him, we give him thanks. We thank him for this another day's journey. We thank him for the beautiful sunshine this morning. Vows Chapel, do we not thank him for our young people this morning? Somebody ought to get it on a hallelujah praise for our young people. Hallelujah, you ought to be able to do better than that. This is our children. Hallelujah, Jesus. Singing and dancing and reading the word of God. Doing the things that will keep them. Our only hope and prayer is that they have that seed implanted to know who it is that they're singing to. And they're not singing to please us, but you are singing to please a mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Y'all did a wonderful job this morning. I feel like just sitting there with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Could I have just a little bit of that energy this morning? And I might be able to bend down a little bit. Hallelujah. God is so good to us this morning. And we can never, ever look over our blessings. These are our blessings. And I thank God that we ought to love our blessings. There are so many young people being mistreated and abused, but we ought to love our little babies. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every time that they minister for the Lord, it excites my very soul. You never know the impact that you have when you allow a child to do, especially in the house of God. You don't really know what it does for them. They be excited about doing what God has given them and the gifts that God has bestowed upon them. They got to use those gifts. Because if we don't open up avenues for them to use their gifts in here, I guarantee you the secular world already got some things out there for them to do. So those of you that don't understand spiritual dancing, you better understand that they can do a whole lot of other kind of dancing. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I'd much rather see them dancing here. I don't have a problem with them dancing out there. Don't get me wrong. Some of us are too holy, and we don't want our children to live and be happy. There's nothing wrong with them doing things decent and in order. Oh, I don't even know none of the dances. I can't. That would have been a good time for me to throw some of them out for some examples, but I'm a little lost. So, can't even think of one. Hmm. What's that line dance I wanted to learn and I couldn't learn? The wobble.
Yeah.
You got to know your place.
That's right,
sometimes you're able, sometimes you're not able. But if you're able, don't be a hater because you can't do it. Let these young folk, old folk, and any folk that can see a move, move while you can. What you think Zumba is? Ain't nothing but dancing. So let us not get so holy that we forget how to live. The word said do things decent and in order. So we don't never want to make our young people feel like they cannot be young.
That's right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's right,
hallelujah, Jesus. If you want to push them away from God, start giving them a whole lot of what you can't do. And that'll push them so far away from God, we won't have no young people to work with. But you teach them through the word of God to do it decently and in order and do things pleasing that will be pleasing unto the Lord. And that's why we're here this morning. We're here not only to be a part of our young people on this fifth Sunday, but we're here to glorify God. For it is God that has allowed us again his mercy and his grace and gave us an opportunity to journey through another week. And as we hear on this last Sunday of the year of 2012, and we have said that it has come and it has gone so fast, but I thank God for every month. Because had we not lived throughout every month, we wouldn't be here this month. So I thank God for allowing us another opportunity to come and be in fellowship one with another. For some, it's been a rough year. And for others, it couldn't have been any much better than what it has been. But I wonder this morning, have we thought about what a blessing it is to have gone through another week and things be as well as they are, or then things are no worse than they could be? You see, it depends this morning on how you look at things. Sometimes when you look at things, you look at them in a negative manner, and if you keep a negative mindset, you will continue to get depressed and go downhill. But you'll find that if even in the things that seemingly are bad, if you can find some good in that, or find a positive in it, there's a positive even in the bad things that happen in life. There's a positive. If nothing else, it's a learning experience for those that are witnesses or those that hear about the things that are going on. It seems as though right now here in our community, it's been one thing after another. So much sickness and so much uncertainties in life. It's almost as if you hate to watch the newscast because it's one bad thing after another. And as we go from day to day and as we try to keep up with the things that's going on, it's a sad thing that most of the news that we get is bad news. But that's why it's very important that we, the people of God, we that consider ourselves to be believers, we got to learn how to spread some good news. And the good news is that God is still yet by our side. The good news is when your brother or your sister is down and out and seemingly have no hope, it is your opportunity there to let them know that God can still be your hope. There are things, there are conditions. We have loved ones that are laid on a bed of affliction. And as we look on them, our hearts hurt and we cry our eyes out and we want to be able to do something. But we feel like our hands are tied, but don't never feel like you can't do nothing, because the one thing you can do is take it to the Lord in prayer. God can do what nobody else can do. God can do what no doctor can do. And we got to understand this morning that we all belong to a mighty God. We are the ones, we that call ourselves believers, we make up the body of Christ. And we got to be very careful how we determine who we are, where we are, and how good God has been. It amazes me, as good as God has been to us, we still have so many people murmuring and complaining about everything. Our minds are so crowded that we can hardly think rationally. And sometimes we find ourselves walking around, whereas we're supposed to be the light of the world, we are walking around with a dim light that we show to the world of God. If we are going to say God is a light, if we say the Lord is the light of my salvation, if we say that I know that he is the light of my life, then why not let your light shine sometimes? I remember the little song we used to sing, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Well, don't you know when it says, "I'm going to let it shine," that says that you got to put something in it yourself. So the Bible declares, "Quench not the Spirit of God." So when you don't let your light shine, you are quenching the Spirit of God. For if he is that light in your life, then you ought to allow that light to shine forth. Now the Word of God said, "Why would you light a candle and put it up on the bushel so that nobody can see the light?"
That's right.
So don't be ashamed of the light that you have.
Right.
Don't be ashamed of the walk that you got with God. Sometimes we get a little uneasy when we see certain folk in our midst. And we're not free in the Spirit of God to let God move like he ought to move. Or that such and such don't know that I get all caught up in the Spirit of God. You know how every now and again you may have a friend to drop in on you. And that friend drop in on the church house and they don't know you cry, you run, you act like you act in the house of God. But then now because they're here, you're going to act all sedated. You don't have nothing this morning, but I thank God that I got a spirit that I'm not going to be intimidated by what nobody else thinks, say, or do. If you don't have it, you don't got it. But if I got it, I'm going to let it shine.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
I went to a church last week. They're known to be kind of on the choir side. But the choir was just singing so beautiful. I told, Reverend Jeter. I told a young man beside me. But it was Reverend Jeter sitting beside me, and I said, "You know what? I'm going to make some noise in here. Sing!" Don't allow other folk or where you are to dictate to you where your God is. If you go to a church and it is considered to be a dry church, if you went in there, you knew it was dry before you got there. But that don't mean you got to be dry. You ought to bring a little moisture into action. All these cooks we got in here, you know you can't bake nothing that's too dry. I believe that's why Paul said you got to stir up the gift. Every now and again, you ought to be able to feel what you got. All of us talking about we got Jesus. If you don't never feel your Jesus, and I ain't talking about you got to shout like I shout. I'm not talking about you got to run like Joe run. I'm not talking about you got to holler like Eloise, but you ought to show some kind of sign. Yes, the Lord has done anything for you. God has been too good to me to sit down on him. How many of you know that the Lord will intercede on your behalf? Every time the enemy try to rob you, every time the enemy do something for your bad, God will turn around for your good. Anybody know God to do that this morning? When the enemy thought he had you, had his foot on top of you, and thought he was going to mash you down, but God turned around. And you looked up to the hill, knowing that all of your help came from God. And God blessed your very soul. And you were able to tell the devil, "You are a liar. Get thee behind me, Satan. You don't have no power, and you don't have no place in my life. Because I know who I am and who I belong to." I thank God this morning that I can put my foot on the devil and tell the devil to leave me alone. I thank God this morning that can't nobody tell me who is my God. God. God makes anything possible. God took nothing. The Bible declares in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And that same God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And after being a living soul, Charles, the Bible declared that if you got breath, that you ought to praise God. But you got to know who God is. God the creator, the ruler, the sustainer of the universe, a being of supernatural power, the source of all of our power. Without God, I could not move. Without God, I wouldn't have my being. I'm trying to go slow, but some just keep grabbing a hold of me. But I thank God this morning for being a child of the mighty King. I thank God this morning that I know the Lord for myself. Anybody know God for yourself? Anybody know anything about the Holy Trinity? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. If you know all of those three, you ought to know that God will be right there by your side. Now, I'm not talking about what Mama and them said. I'm not talking about having just the zeal of God. But you got to know God in a personal way. See, that's why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Because David had a personal relationship with God. See, it's all right to talk about what they said, but it's better when you can talk about what you know for yourself. I know that God loves me. I know that God made a way out of no way. And the Bible said that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if you look for God, he's already waiting on you. He's already going to do something that nobody else can do. And if you get in a place in your mind that you say, I can't do this and I cannot do that, you better believe the word of God. Where Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. See, I feel mighty good this morning because I feel like the Lord is on my side. Every time God talked to the apostles, many times they didn't understand what he was saying. He said, I'm not going to be with you always. One day I'm going to leave you, but let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Because where I'm going, I'm going to make a place for you. And where I am, there ye may be also. But they just didn't quite understand. The Bible said, whatever they ask of the Father, in his name shall be given. If you ask God for something, in the name of Jesus, it shall come to pass. But I want to know this morning, how many of you know the power of God? How many of you know that God can do anything? There's a thing about God that you ought to trust in his power. The Bible declares, the hour comes and now is, that we may all be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. Jesus said, and yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. Jesus realized that I'll never be all by myself. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. Anybody know anything about tribulation? Anybody know anything about trials? Anybody know anything about trouble? Have there ever been any trouble in your life? Have you ever had any hard time? Have you ever been going through and not knowing what to do? Well, I come to tell you that it's going to be all right. I come to tell you that everything is going to be all right this morning. If you trust the power of a mighty God, I wonder this morning, is there anybody in the house of God going through one trial or tribulation? Anybody in the house been tired of being up and down? Anybody in the house tired of going through all of your mess, but you want to hold on and hold out? You're tired of being worried in the midnight hour. You're tired of people lying on you. You're tired of being persecuted. You're tired of being pulled apart. But something down on the inside. Oh, you got to help me this morning because I feel the power of God. There's something about the power of God that lets me know everything is going to be all right. I found out some things I can't do. But with God, all things are possible. The Bible says, Jesus looked around and said unto his disciples, how heartless shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God. Those of you that are worried about material things, worried about having a high place in society, worried about being a little bit higher than somebody else. I don't care what kind of car you drive. I don't care what kind of house you live in. I don't care what kind of clothes on your back. You ought to be thankful for everything that you got. I may not have the best in life, but whatever God has gave me, I thank God for what I got. I thank God this morning that I know what it is to have a lot, and I know what it is to be plumb broke. Anybody know what I'm talking about? that when you don't have a dime in your pocket, but you got God in your heart, and something down on the inside, so everything is going to be all right. Somebody needs to know this morning that either you got a whole lot of riches and you get full of all of that pride and you get all angry thinking that I'm going to be better than somebody else. See, sometimes rich folk think that they're better than we are. But I'm glad to know this morning that it's not about my maternal rich. It's not about the riches of the land. But it's all about what God has given me. The Bible said that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. In other words, all of your riches, you can't come into glory. All of your glory that you have down here, your self-righteousness, your arrogant spirit, your mean spirit, your bad determination, your bad demeanor. I want to let you know this morning that the Bible says that they were astonished out of measure, and they began to say amongst themselves, if we can't make it with the riches that we got, if I can't pay my tithes and my offering and still get inside the gate, then I want to know who can be saved. Well, I want to let you know that you don't have to have money. You don't have to be a friend of the preacher. You don't have to fall out and foam at the mouth. All you have to do is trust the power of God. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died, because I want to let you know, I don't care how much of a wreck you've been, how nasty you've been, what kind of sin you've done in your life. With men, some things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. I want to let you know this morning that with God, God can make all things possible in your life. If you're tired of going through, trust the power of a mighty God. God will make everything come together for the good. God will build you up. God will make everything all right. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I can feel my God right now. I remember all through 2012. One day I'm hopping, one day I'm limping, but look at me now. God done brought me a mighty long way. I'm not where I need to be, but I thank God I'm not where I used to be. Don't you know, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, I almost got my dad back. And I'm going to praise him while I have a chance. God is good. God is good. God is good. Anybody know the goodness of Jesus? Say that. If God has done anything, and you know it was nobody but God, you ought to stand up on your feet and tell God thank you for the things he's done in your life. You ought to tell God thank you for watching over you and making everything all right. God can do all things. Anything is possible when it comes to a mighty God. Don't let the devil fool you. He may say that you've lost, but God said he said, all you got to do is come. Come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and the Lord will give you rest. God makes all things possible. If it's possible, it means that it can happen. Whatever it is, if it's possible, you may not know how, but you have to believe that it can happen. I don't care how far out of your reach it may be. If it's for you, what God has for you, he'll bring it into your reach. Hallelujah, Jesus. God can make anything possible. If he can take a no good wretch like me and use me as a vessel for his good, he can take any of us and do that very same thing. I have nothing to boast of, for I stand under the mercy and the grace of a mighty God. And because of who he is and what he has done, I trust him with my life.